Happy Birthday, Mr. President is a production of Big Four Enterprises, copyright 2020. I'm your host, Jeff Myers.
And I'm your co-host, Carissa Slate.
Our creative director is Shelby Myers, and our senior writer is Evan Myers. This is Happy Birthday, Mr. President. Carissa, this is probably one of the most special episodes because you're a new mom.
I am, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our sweet little Sutton, yes. Quinn Slate was born on October 15th.
Yes,
so
she may
be a president of the United States someday.
That's right.
And she's got my vote already.
You heard it first here.
On Happy Birthday, Mr. President. But aside from that exciting news, we are celebrating the 162nd birthday of Theodore Roosevelt.
Good old Teddy.
Teddy Roosevelt, the 26th President of the United States, who was born on October 27th, 1858, in New York, New York.
New York, New York.
New York City.
That's fun.
The name's so nice, they named it twice. Yeah. His nickname when he was a kid was Teedy.
Teedy?
Teedy, not Teddy, but Teedy.
Okay.
And he was a sickly child.
Yes, because was he teeny? Teeny Teedy.
He was asthmatic. He was very mischievous, always getting into trouble. Yeah. And he came from a wealthy family.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, he traveled to Europe at the age of 10.
Oh, wow.
So the Roosevelt family had some bank. But he was fascinated by nature and the outdoors as a small boy.
Yes.
And his dad said about him, because he was sickly and always, he said, "You know, son, your mind is strong, but your body is weak. And if you don't have a strong body, it doesn't matter if you have a strong mind." So,
oh, really?
So little TD said, "All right, I'm going to start working out."
No kidding.
Yes. And he worked out, probably lifting weights.
Yeah. You
know, lifting weights in the 1800s. Who would have thought of it?
It probably was like lifting boulders or something.
Logs, yeah. Or swinging, yeah, an axe. He went horseback riding, sailing, and rowing. Those were ways that he kept in shape.
Okay.
And he did go to college, and he went to Harvard University.
Yes, Harvard.
The institution of Harvard. And he was on the boxing team at Harvard. He was actually a boxing champion.
So he really beefed up. You know, he had a creepy hobby before all this started.
Ooh.
Taxidermy.
Yes. He did. Well, he liked to hunt.
Yeah.
And so he kept all the game that he caught.
Yeah, had some stuffed birds and...
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a naturalist, yeah, a conservative.
Yeah.
Conservationist.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm searching for.
That creepy.
No, I
guess a lot
of
people have, like, taxidermy. Just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, not my thing either, but that's all right. He graduated from Harvard in 1880 when he was 21 years old.
Okay.
And he got married. That's one of the first things he did. He married Alice Hathaway Lee on October 27th, 1880, his birthday.
Aww.
Got married on his birthday.
And so he would never forget the anniversary.
That's right. Yes. And they were married in Brookline, Massachusetts when he was 22 years old. And Theodore and Alice Hathaway had one child, Alice. And Alice lived, their daughter Alice lived until 1980.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We'll have a little bit more to say about their daughter.
Yeah.
But a very sad thing happened a short 2 years later. On Valentine's Day of 1884, Teddy's mother and his wife Alice both died on the same day.
The same day?
Yes. And Alice was only 23 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes, it was really sad.
How did she die?
Lack of oxygen to the brain.
You're
a doctor, right?
I am. That's typically the...
That's typically what
the
all they...
The end all be all.
I don't really know how she died.
I wonder if it was like...
maybe an aneurysm.
Was it the Spanish flu?
It could have been. Well, it was 1884.
Oh, so no.
Yeah, before that. But when his mother and his wife both died on the same day, Theodore said, "The light has gone out of my life."
Aww.
Yeah. And, can you imagine how despondent he was? And so he left little Alice with his sister, and he took off, left New York, and he had been out west, and he had bought a ranch. So he went out to his ranch in the Badlands of the Dakota Territory, which is actually South Dakota now. Yeah. So, and we've been to the Badlands.
We have. And Bad Mama in the Badlands.
Bad Mama in the Badlands. Yeah. That's right. And he spent years out there just being a cowboy and a rancher.
Okay.
And, you know, going back to nature, and he loved it out there. A couple of years later, he got married again. Mm-hmm. He married his second wife, Edith Caro, on December 2nd, 1886, in London, England.
Okay.
And they were married for 33 years.
Oh, okay.
They had five children, Theodore Jr., mm-hmm. Kermit, Ethel.
Kermit?
Kermit, yeah.
Okay.
Wonder if he was a little the green frog. When he was born. Archibald and Quentin.
Okay.
So those were their children. So, yeah. So that was in 1886. Now, I want to kind of step a little bit back because he did get involved in politics mm-hmm. Shortly after he was out of Harvard and now he was married. He was elected as a New York State Assemblyman in 1882 when he was 23 years old.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So he was young when he got into politics.
Yeah.
And in 1895, that's about 10 years later, he was named the New York City Police Board Commissioner.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I have a fondness for Theodore Roosevelt yes. since he was in the police business yes. because, as you know, my dad uh-huh. was a policeman. So I really like Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
The more I studied, the more I like him, you know. He was the Assistant Secretary of the Navy from 1897 to 1898. Okay. And then in around that time was the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
And he really wanted to fight, and he did. And he put together basically an army, I guess a regiment or a company, mm-hmm. Of cowboys and Indians and ranchers and New York society gentlemen.
Yeah.
And they went down to Cuba, and they were the Rough Riders.
Oh, yeah. So you've heard of the famous
Rough
yeah.
Riders. Yeah. And their famous run up San Juan Hill.
Oh, that's
well, one
cool.
thing I'd learned about that, because I've always heard about this charge up San Juan Hill, I thought that they were on horses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they got to Cuba, several of their horses actually drowned getting off the boats.
Aww.
So they ran up the hill, ran
just
up
on
the
foot?
Hill on foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's there. Theodore Roosevelt, the Rough Riders. And that I think that's what he's most well known for, is this rough and tumble. As of all the presidents we've ever had, Theodore Roosevelt is the most badass.
Yeah, yeah, which is funny because he was such a wimpy kid.
He was. But man, he was a Clint
that comment
Eastwood
from his
of the
dad,
presidents.
Really.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, after the Spanish-American War, he was elected the governor of New York.
Okay.
And he served in that capacity from 1898 to 1900. And then 1900 came around, the election of 1900. Mm-hmm. So here's Teddy Roosevelt. He's been a war hero.
Yeah.
He's been involved in politics. He's from New York. He's made a lot of people. And he was actually elected vice president under William McKinley.
Okay.
And, well, as we know, William McKinley was assassinated.
Yes.
He was shot,
mm-hmm.
which made Theodore Roosevelt president of the United States on September 14th, 1901, when he was 42 years old.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, he was the youngest president of the United States to be president. Yeah.
Yeah.
He ended up serving two terms from September 14th, 1901 to March 4th of 1909.
Okay.
And one of the biggest things in that first term, I guess completing McKinley's term, is when the United States started construction of the Panama Canal.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he finished that term, and then the election of 1904 came along. And he ran for re-election,
mm-hmm.
and he defeated a guy named Alton Parker, and Theodore had 56% of the popular vote to Parker's 38%.
Oh, wow.
So it was pretty much a
landslide.
Yeah. And when he got elected in 1904, he told his wife, Edith, he goes, "I am no longer a political accident."
I bet he did feel like, okay, this, they want me now.
Yeah, they want me now, so... And like I said, he was very much into, he was a conservationist, and it was during his second term when, there were a number of national parks and national monuments, and just some of those that were created, Crater Lake mm-hmm. National Park in Oregon, Mesa Verde in Colorado, Grand Canyon mm-hmm, in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And there were 16 national monuments created. One of those was Devil's Tower in Wyoming.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's another thing Teddy Roosevelt's really known about is his stance on conservationism.
Yeah. And that. Yeah.
So, even back then. So, all right. Here we go for
it's our time.
Our favorite yes. segment.
I haven't heard this song in a while.
I know. I've got several questions here about Teddy Roosevelt. And looks like we've got seven.
Seven, okay.
True or false. So I think you're going to do pretty good on these.
Okay. I hope so.
So let's get started with our true or false.
Okay.
All right. We knew that as a small child, Teddy had asthma.
Yes.
So true or false, Teddy's father made him smoke cigars to relieve his asthma symptoms.
I bet that's true.
Yeah, can you believe
that?
Oh
my gosh.
Well, here, just kid, the fact smoke this cigar.
That his dad told him that if his body was weak, then his brain didn't matter. It seems like he'd be that kind of guy. Like, here, toughen up, kid.
Toughen up, kid. Yeah, so smoking that's cigars to relieve
to help asthma. Okay.
Crazy stuff. All right, here's another true or false. Teddy Roosevelt was the first president of the United States to ride in an airplane and a submarine.
True?
Yeah.
Really?
That's
okay.
True. Huh.
And a submarine.
I don't know much more about it other than that was about the time that the Wright brothers, basically flew their first plane. Wasn't it around the 1900-something?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
he was a daredevil then.
A daredevil and soldier.
Submarine would freak me out more than the plane. Well, I guess I say that because planes are common now, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
The submarine, though. I think the submarine was around the Civil War. There actually was a submarine.
Okay.
So, this is obviously 1900, so it's about, 40, 50 years later.
Old news.
So, yeah, old
yeah.
news, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How about
interesting.
That?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's our third true-false question. Teddy Roosevelt is the only president of the United States to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor.
True?
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Now, get this. He was awarded that. Now, the Congressional Medal of Honor is the highest honor that I think a civilian can achieve.
Uh-huh.
He was awarded it posthumously in January of 2001 by President Bill Clinton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for his bravery in the Spanish-American War.
Well,
can you believe that?
That's cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, so I probably wasn't
paying. He doesn't know that either.
He doesn't. Well, posthumously, yeah. But he probably wasn't, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
To him, so.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
So Bill Clinton gives Teddy Roosevelt the Congressional Medal of Honor.
That's cool.
Wow. Crazy stuff. All right. Here's another one.
Did he give it to his family? Now I'm thinking, or did he just say?
Well, there surely was a descendant there.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing for our listeners to fact check us on this one.
Yeah. Let us know. Send us messages.
And speaking of our listeners, let me just pause a minute here.
Thank
our listeners. I mean, Carissa, I'm blown away that they're from all over the world.
I know.
I mean, we have people from Germany, Canada, England, Ireland, Japan, Colombia, and then all these cities in the United States. They're just blowing us away. Mm-hmm. So thank you for listening to Happy Birthday, Mr. President, and share it with your friends and tell your teacher friends, and then maybe they'll use this in their classrooms as a teaching aid.
My niece Bella used one of our episodes for her school project. Yeah,
and did she? Do you remember which president?
I can't remember which one she used. Do you remember?
No, but I'm sure it was a good one.
Yeah, it was. It had to have been. Yeah,
I wonder if it was Steve Cleveland. I love calling Grover Cleveland Steve. Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe it was Marty Van Buren.
Marty's my favorite.
He was a dandy. All right. Let's get back here. Let me make sure. Okay. True or false? Teddy Roosevelt was the first president of the United States to use Post-it notes.
False.
Well, yeah. You're right. Yeah, it's false. But he did put the words White House on his stationery.
Okay.
And then that's what it became known as after that. Because before
the White House,
it was called the Executive Mansion up until Teddy Roosevelt gets into office. He gets stationery, he puts White House on there, and then that's what it's called.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he named it pretty much.
And he also ordered the construction of the West Wing at the White House.
Okay.
So yeah, he helped expand the White House. Good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm a bit excited about this question.
Okay.
So, Let me get this queued up.
Okay.
Teddy Roosevelt wrote the words to the Van Halen song, Panama. True or false?
True. I bet it was like inspired by his words.
You gotta listen to it a little bit. Did Teddy Roosevelt write the words to this song?
Not intentionally, but I wondered if they get it like from a journal entry or something. Or
what could have been?
I don't know.
All right. We had to play a little bit of Van Halen because, you know, Eddie Van Halen just recently died. So, Eddie Van Halen, rest in peace.
Yes.
So, did Teddy Roosevelt, true or false, did he write the words to that song?
False.
Yeah, no, that's false.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I should say it's probably true.
It's maybe.
It could be true. No, could be true. Could be true. He was the first president of the United States to travel overseas while in office when he went to Panama.
Okay. So. Okay, well, you know, he was a well-traveled man anyways.
Yeah. So.
It was no big deal for him. He'd been to Europe.
Yeah, he had been to Europe.
Yeah,
so.
He's like, this is nothing.
Yeah. I thought I had to make something up there. So,
I don't know the
good
song.
Good tie-in.
I don't know.
You know who Van Halen is.
I know the name Van Halen, but I couldn't tell you anything
about
him. Oh,
boy, I failed you as a father. I didn't introduce you to Van Halen. So. Of course, I didn't really get into Van Halen until I was in college.
Yeah,
so. All right. Anyway, let's get back to true or false. Teddy Roosevelt was the first president of the United States to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
True.
That is true. Yes,
that
is true.
I knew that one.
And he's among others, but he was the first. So, all right. So here's our last true or false question. Teddy Roosevelt coined the phrase, good to the last drop, when drinking Maxwell House coffee.
That's true.
Yeah, it is.
That's totally true.
Yeah, it is. He drank nearly a gallon of coffee a day.
Yep.
So, do you think he had stained teeth and bad breath?
Yes, I do. Yes, I sure do.
I bet he did too. I bet it was awful. Well, after he left the White House, he did some touring. He and his wife, Edith, went around the world. Not around the world, but traveled the world. And he decided that he really missed politics.
Really?
So his successor was Bill Taft.
Mm-hmm. Billy.
Bill Taft, yes. And they actually were close early on, but when Taft was in office, he and Teddy had kind of a split.
Yeah.
And in the election of 1912, Teddy says, you know what? I'm running again.
Yeah.
He ran for the election. He ran in the election of 1912 as the Bull Moose Party candidate.
Yep.
Against President William Howard Taft and the Democrat candidate Woodrow Wilson. And we all know what happened. Woodrow Wilson won the election.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Teddy split the vote, essentially.
Teddy lost.
Well, while he was campaigning, he was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In October 14th, 1912, a disgruntled voter came up and shot him.
Oh.
And he didn't realize that he had been shot.
What?
I know. But
Where did he get shot?
He got shot in like the arm and
just a flesh wound.
There was something in his pocket and I think a flask. He might have had a little nip of the whiskey
funny.
There. I don't know. I'm making that part up. But it's a good story.
It seems true.
But he went ahead and gave the speech
after he'd been shot. Oh my gosh!
And the bullet, you know, it lodged in him, and they never took it out.
Because
happened to Bill McKinley? He said, "You're not poking your fingers in me."
Get your grimy little fingers off me.
There.
That's so true. He witnessed it firsthand.
He saw it firsthand what happened to
Bill
McKinley. So,
anyway. That's funny.
Well, during World War I, Teddy's four sons enlisted in the Army and following in their father's footsteps. I mean, heck, my dad was a hero in the Spanish-American War. We're fighting in World War I. And his sons, Archie, Theodore, and Kermit all received commendations for bravery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they did well. And Quentin, his son, his plane was actually shot down.
Oh.
And he was killed in World War I.
Oh, that's
sad. So he had four sons that followed in his footsteps and served in the armed services during World War I. So I'm sure he was one proud papa. Well, as he got older, he was hospitalized with inflammatory rheumatism. So,
okay.
Now, you're a doctor, right? Now, what is rheumatism? Do they treat that with leeches?
It's like an autoimmune disorder.
Oh, autoimmune. I'm guessing no bleeding.
Probably
not.
No
bleeding.
Well, maybe. You could put it on the joints that are inflamed.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he died from that.
From rheumatism. He died from lack of oxygen to the brain.
Oh, that's right, because everybody dies from lack of oxygen. Well, we're going to say he died from inflammatory rheumatism. And he died on January 6, 1919 in Oyster Bay, New York, and he was 60 years old.
That's now, young.
You think about a guy like Teddy Roosevelt. He lived a full life.
Yeah.
I didn't even mention after he left office, he went on safari in Africa with his son, Theodore Jr. And
that's cool.
Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff.
He fought lions and...
tigers and bears,
He strangled a shark in the ocean while he was in the submarine.
So here's the story about his nickname, Teddy. He was out hunting, and he was hunting bear. And there was a wounded bear, and one of his aides, I guess, chained the bear to the tree so he could shoot it. And Teddy says, "I'm not shooting that bear. That's not even a sporting chance."
Yeah.
So, and he really didn't like the nickname Teddy.
He didn't. Oh.
So, I don't know if anybody called him that, you know, "Hey, Mr. President Teddy."
Huh.
But he didn't like it.
Close friend. He went by Theodore.
He went by, well, I suppose, Theo or...
Theo. Ted.
Ted. No, he probably went by Theodore. He died. His wife, Edith, actually lived until September 30th, 1948, mm-hmm. until she was 87 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing about his oldest daughter, mm-hmm. Alice, who lived until 1980... I guess she was quite the little hellion.
Was she?
And she would drink and smoke and get her picture. And she said about her dad, she goes, "You know what? He can either control me or he can control the country."
Oh, okay.
So she had a little bit of a smart mouth to her. But
that's funny.
Well, the 162nd birthday of Theodore Roosevelt. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Thank you all so much for listening. And we hope you will join us for our next episode for another president of the United States.